Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Well, it's like this. It's hey, wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
To get to where I got to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the BoxingVoice.com. We are back. Hashtag TBV podcast. We're back with another rumor mill announcement. Deontay Wilder taking to his social media and saying that a very big announcement is coming our way. And we all know there is a lot happening with one Deontay Wilder, being as though that he's going to be commentating over in the United Kingdom for the Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko fight. So there is a lot happening. We have social media messages. We have theories. There's a lot of theories. There's a lot of speculation as to what is next, what could be next, what's marinating. We'll let you know. This is what we're going to be discussing. If this is something that you're interested in, then this is something you need to stick around for. The number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. International callers, just add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, NestorGibbs. Let's head on out to my co-host all the way in the Golden State, the hipster.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipster's back on a back-to-back edition of TBV. And Deontay Wilder making some subtle headlines. Obviously, I think the Tyson Fury Twitter war with Anthony Joshua this morning has sort of overshadowed this video and what Deontay Wilder has posted. But he's alluding to some big things coming up. You know, it's the rumor mill, man. We never know what's going to happen.
Very true. Very true. Very true, Matt. Listen, let's not waste any time. Let's give the people the facts, the little bit of facts that we do have. I will be screen sharing right now for the viewing public's pleasure. One Deontay Wilder verified Instagram, where he has a little video with a little message for all you fans and haters alike.
Y'all already know what we do, baby. Shit, tired of the motherfucker, but you know. Out here doing my thing, man. Lake Life, boy, Wilder life. Out here getting that workout in, man. Something big about to happen. I'm already in shape. I'm just putting shape on top of shape like we always do, you know. I'm just out here enjoying the time, man. Getting this work in. We do it on a whole nother level, baby. I love this lake life, man. Love the water. I'm an island boy. Let's get it, baby. Undisputed. Undefeated. No matter what they say, numbers don't lie. My record speak for itself. I'm coming for all the titles. Promise. Boom Squad! That's all I got in.
Matt, so what do you think about the footage from Deontay Wilder's verified Instagram?
I think that it's, there's a lot of things to it. You know, I don't know necessarily if what he is alluding to, you know, he alluded to, I'm coming for all the belts. And obviously with him being in attendance and rumored to do the color commentary for Sky Sports for Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko, it seems that he himself, Al Heyman, Eddie Hearn, all these big players are moving Wilder to the winner of Joshua Klitschko. But, I mean, how often do we get that? A guy like Joshua fighting Klitschko and Wilder back-to-back, or two of the best fights in the division back-to-back. I mean, that's just so rare. But that's what he's alluding to, it seems. So I don't know where we're at and what is realistic, what he's alluding to specifically, but that's what it seems like.
I mean, there's so much brewing when you think of Deontay, the possibilities, they're kind of endless, you know. There's a lot of quotes from Sky Sports being as though he's going to be, you know, commentating the fight alongside Carl Froch. And the 38-0 with 33 KO Wilder has a lot to say, I'm telling you. I mean,
And very quickly, Andre Diakonu, you know, one of our, you know, most loyal listeners, posted on the chat, Wembley is booked by Matchroom Sports for September. Conspiracy theories? I don't know. But it just seems too good to be true, doesn't it? Like, boxing fans don't get these fights back to back. We just don't. We're not accustomed to it.
Now, the problem with him saying he has something big planned is obviously the mandatories that both Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko would have regardless of winner. Whoever wins becomes the WBA and the IBF champion, and each man has a mandatory. Now, I'll ask you one thing. If Vladimir wins, do you think they give Vladimir that voluntary, you know, because it's usually the champion that gets forced into that automatic mandatory because he already had his voluntary, you know? But not only that, there's a lot of speculation that, you know, Wilder is going to be commentating this fight and that he's going to be looking to call out the winner. But there's also a lot of, I don't know, rumors spewing down about a possible Dillon White. And if you want to do a screw face for real, the winner of Derek Chisora versus Robert Hellenius, I'll give you the quote in a bit, but their promoter, Sutherland, has come out on their verified Twitter and said that the winner gets Deontay Wilder. So could that be the big announcement that Deontay is talking about? He's finally going to, because in his mind, Matt, big could mean I'm finally going to fight in the UK. I'm going to go and put on a show for my UK fans. Doesn't necessarily have to mean big opponent, right? We could get caught up in the big announcement, and big just means he's fighting in the United Kingdom to kind of set up that Anthony Joshua, Joseph Parker, Huey Fury, Tyson Fury, whatever is out there. Speaking of the angel, because I'm not going to call my boy Dia a devil. He said he'll let me know. He don't want to jump the gun too soon is his exact words. And that just came in literally because you guys know I put the text in the minute I seen him out on that beach on his wakeboard talking about, you know, something big is happening. You know, I'm ready to pack my bags. I need to go out to the Bama. Bama boy, I know you know what I'm talking about. I'm ready for some Dreamland ribs. You know what I'm saying? But Matt, what do you think about everything that I just said? I don't know if you heard the Derek Chisora news, but I'll go find you that exact quote.
I think that whatever is happening, it's definitely not going to be Bermaine Stiverne again. You know, the WBC mandatory isn't big, and all signs point to that not being the fight. So I'm happy that whatever it is, you know, as long as it's not Bermaine Stiverne or somebody to the level of Gerald Washington, I'm happy. I'll be honest.
Now, Chisora told Sky
Sports. Here's my problem. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
Oh, my bad. I had no clue. Corpus.
No.
It's me, Mario.
Well, really what I wanted to add was that, see, it sucks because exactly what Matt just said is the typical, and I don't mean that in a bad way, like, oh, like the typical, like average. I mean, like, just the mindset of the boxing fans. Like, we want it to be something big. We want it to be something awesome. We want it to be something that is, like, worthy of our time, because we are the smartest sport fans in the world. That is, like, not me being embellished. Like, I'm not on my best MD here. Like, this is for real. I'm not trying to pretend like, oh, my point's the only one that matters. Like, not at all. I think that's a fact, okay? Boxing fans are smarter than football fans. They're smarter than baseball fans. They're smarter than basketball fans. They're smarter than soccer – well, maybe not soccer fans. Well, they're about the same level as soccer fans. Like, we are the smartest. We know more about our sport that we love. We are hardcores, and that is pretty much the only boxing fan that exists these days, you know, other than your Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao's. So for us to sit here and say it's something big like dot, 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 when our mind starts to think, oh, this is how big it could be, our boxing fanism, our experience in the sport that we love brings us back down, brings our tempers back down. We're flared down to the reality that, oh, it could be this. So, you know, that's all I wanted to add real quick.
If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this while you're doing your run, your walk, you're on that Stairmaster. I know we got that 48% women out there. You're on your bike. It doesn't matter. I've been doing some biking, staying in shape. Just in case Matt, you know, wants to go a few rounds. Listen.
MMA, dude. Let's do it.
Make sure you drop that 5-star review. Rate us. Let us know if we're doing good or bad. Listen, the other day, someone dropped a 3-star. Even though they loved the boxing content, they hated our personal conversations. We take all criticism. And while you're out there watching in the real world, you know, now, later, in the future, whatever, pass, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. So we have a few quotes from a few people. Derek Chisora told Sky Sports earlier this month, I really want to fight Deontay Wilder. I want Vegas. I think it will be a great fight, and we'll see what he says. But, Matt, outside of him saying that, obviously his promoter tweeted out, Del Boy versus Hellenius. Winner takes on Deontay Wilder. Going to be some night in Helsinki. Now, you know, I don't often let guys lead me astray. So is this no different than what Tyson Fury did earlier this morning? Is the promoter Sutherland just trying to grab some attention and have guys like us say, oh shit, now look at us. We're telling all our hundreds of thousands of listeners to be on the lookout for Robert Hellenius versus Derek Chisora, which is a fight that Chisora won a long time ago. And now all of a sudden they're going to rematch when there's really no need. But all of a sudden, it's in the back of your mind because the winner could be in there with Deontay Wilder, allegedly.
I think I have 2 points for that. One, doesn't Chisora still have a suspension for you for the UK, like for the whole press conference situation? Is he allowed to box in the UK?
Well, he's definitely in a fight,
but that's not in the UK.
That's gonna be taking place.
It's Helsinki. So was that Norway, Sweden, something like that?
I think it is Sweden, but I'm trying to see when's the date of this one.
But anyways, my second point is that, yes, that's what I think it is. I think it's the promoter throwing his heavyweight out there.
Well, wait.
When we have people like Tyson Fury, Anthony Joshua, and Wilder being mentioned.
I got a quick Steven interruption. Where's that message? I did have that for me, so I didn't have to interrupt you like that. But there you go. Chisora will be looking to avenge his defeat when he takes on Hellenius in Helsinki on May 27th for the WBC silver title after the Swedish-born fighter was rewarded a split decision, right? So there you go. That's probably where this whole Wilder thing is coming. It's some sort of WBC silver on the line. Then you got Bermaine Stiverne. He's out there and he's training, and on his social media, he's saying he's training for Deontay Wilder. I mean, everybody has the name I know. That's not what I want. But you know the WBC also mandated it. But I know Deontay Wilder cannot be, you know, crazy enough to think that that's big news at all. But Mario, what's your wish list? What would you want to see Deontay Wilder do either on April 29th after the winner take all from Vladimir and Anthony Joshua, or just while he's out there in the UK? What kind of announcement are you looking to hear from him?
Okay, well, this is my wish list, and bear with me. It's crazy. I suppressed all my negative energy, all my, it's going to be, Chisora Helenius type winner. I did all that. Here's the best I could come up with. Okay, this is my wish list. Remember, I don't believe this is going to happen. I believe the stage could be set to announce a single elimination style, multi-purpose, multi-venue, multi-country tournament to crown the world champion in all of its glory, because without Tyson Fury to eliminate the lineage from it, we can submerge all these fighters and actually make it a world tournament. And it would be huge. It would probably be everything that PBC had hoped it could get commercially from putting fights back on free TV and actually achieve it, because the one thing we know that worked as for American fight fans was the heavyweight division. To bring that back to an ultimate style type tournament would be just absolutely monumental. Again, that is my wish list. The aliens have not landed. None of this stuff is going to happen. But that is what would be, at the end of the day, the best thing that could ever happen to the sport at this point. Because we'd get so many things that we need checked off of a list. And particularly for Deontay Wilder, who is the one saying all this, he's the one that needs all these opponents. He's the one that gets the most criticism. And if I'm being completely honest, I think it would be Deontay Wilder that'd be the most excited for something like this. I'm not saying that Joshua and Klitschko and all these other guys don't want to fight the best. I'm just saying I don't think they're as thirsty for the best as Deontay Wilder. And that is a bad word, because I know that means something different. Like they're not as hungry for that competition as Deontay Wilder.
I have one fighter that is my dream fight next. If it's big news, and I'm just skeptical of him fighting the winner of Anthony Joshua, Klitschko next.
Conor McGregor.
Nah, Luis Ortiz, man. Let's deal with that boogeyman. Let's clear up the actual top of the division.
Mister, I heard
that's great.
I'm afraid of the fight.
Hold on there. I know you're defensive of your boy. It's okay. But now that Ortiz is signed with Heyman, they haven't, I know he has a fight, I believe, in about a month or something like that. That seems to be a great fight that would really propel and add some stock to Wilder's resume.
Coin this man.
But I don't think that's going to happen. This is my realistic pick, and we mentioned it earlier in the show, Dillon Whyte. There's a reason that Wilder's going to the UK. There's a reason, Eddie Hearn has been very vocal about Wilder's name in the mix, is that they're trying to set that fight up. And the way to marinate that fight, you have Dillon Whyte versus Wilder in the UK in the O2 as a main event, and that will sell the Joshua fight. Put Joshua as the color commentary on for that fight, just like Wilder is for Joshua Klitschko fight. That's how you sell this eventual showdown.
The only reason I wouldn't want that fight, honestly, I think Dillon Whyte has a pretty good shot at that fight. The more his career goes on, the more experience he gets. I think in about a year and a half's time, that fight is probably as close as it could get. And so I wouldn't want to rush Dillon Whyte, but oh my God, what a great idea for a fight. That is such a good idea. I love that fight because, listen, Dillon Whyte, like, he's got this, like, brand on him, because of what happened with Joshua and a lot of other little circumstances. It's like Dillon Whyte has this almost like B-rated character. I mean, B-rated fight ability, and that's just not true. It's not a representative of what Dillon Whyte, like, people don't give Joshua nearly enough credit for beating this guy. He is a very talented fighter. I would say that he is probably going to be considered one of the best heavyweights in the world at some point. You know, obviously I think you could rate him now pretty high, but you got to keep into the context, you know, what the heavyweight division is, where it's at. As Scorsese put it the other day, and bummed everybody's asses out. You know, it is not a super stacked division, and Dillon Whyte is a guy who we can kind of put some stock into, and so that's a great fight. You know what? But can I? I'm sorry, Genie. Can I get one more wish, and I will make it very quick. Here's one more wish. You know what would be awesome is if he announced that he's going to be with Floyd Mayweather and joining the Money Team. Again, this is my wish list because, listen, I know you're giving me that head. You know why? Because it would be awesome because Floyd, I don't know if y'all have seen the little snippets of Floyd and Davis and what's his name? They did that little face off, right? And Floyd is just doing so well with the UK guys and going back and forth. And I just think that Floyd knows what to do right now with this push to the UK. And with all the fights that we want to see Wilder in going into the UK, it would be so awesome if they just combined the best fighter or not the best fighter, but the best fights that could be made in the heavyweight division with probably one of the only promoters that's really looking to go and branch out there. It would be awesome, like a wish list type thing, but obviously it's not happening at all. I like that. That was a good idea.
Yeah, it just, why? Like Mayweather, he has one fighter going to the UK right now. That's it. And the fight hasn't happened. We don't know how well it's been, if it's maximized Davis's potential in the UK market. Like, that's a question mark. Like, yes, he is going there. He is actively trying to go to the UK market, unlike a lot of US promoters. But we don't know if he's efficient at it yet.
Good point. Very good point.
So before I get into my wish, let's read some Deontay Wilder quotes courtesy of Sky Sports. And obviously Wilder has made it clear to us here at the Boxing Voice that his goal is to unify the division, and with the IBF and the WBA super title on the line, you know that Wilder wants to be up close and personal with the Joshua Klitschko fight. When asked does he want to be there, he says, I wouldn't miss it for anything. He says, I will definitely be over and can't wait to see my UK fans and friends, and it will be great to have my presence there. I'll be working with Sky Sports Box Office, and I'm going to enjoy the fight. I am looking forward to the whole experience. It will be a different bird's eye view, as I would call it. I will be a lot closer, see a lot more things, and as I am a fighter, I know what I'm looking for. That's why I'm coming over to fight. No, that's why I'm coming to the fights like this. These are important, not only to show my face to the fans, but to make my presence known to the fighters as well. I will let them know I am there and I am looking at who I want next. Now, again, that sounds like he's going to be going for the winner. Right? Because why announce a Dillon Whyte fight or a winner of Chisora or Bermain Stiverne while you're in front of 90,000 people? And I remember we discussed
95,000 UK people, though. Don't forget that.
True, true. But I remember that we discussed how he should approach this. Should he get in the ring? Will the fans take it as disrespect? And he was asked the same question. He said, if I can get in the ring afterwards, I would love to, but I will be respectful as well. I am respectful type of champion as well. I don't have to desperately jump into the ring and make myself known to no one. My name speaks for itself. My title speaks for itself. And boxing speaks for me. Also, I know the fight is going to happen. Now that I found, and this is not a quote, I found that interesting, Matt and Mario, that he said, I also know the fight is going to happen. You know how many times we hear Heyman fighters say they know? Look, Matt, you were there when Keith Thurman laughed at us and cursed at us saying, we don't know shit, that he knew he was fighting Danny 8 months ago, 6 months ago, right? Before he actually fought him. So he says, also, I know the fight is going to happen. Whoever wins, and they are really serious about me, then they'll invite me up there like a gentleman, and I will go accordingly. So there's going to be a 90,000 fans there, man. It would be nice that if this were all true, for him to be invited on stage or crash the fucking party a la Tyson Fury. I know he'll get some backlash for it, Matt. But before we go out to the callers and the sponsors, I mean, what do you think about those quotes and, you know, the possibility of, does he wait for that invitation or does he make his way to the ring?
He goes to the ring. If I'm Wilder, like, you're the champion of the world. Like, yeah, like, it's Joshua's moment or Klitschko's moment, but whoa, you're there to sell yourself. You're there to maximize your brand and to get yourself the fight. Fuck Joshua. Fuck Klitschko. If I'm Wilder, I'm getting in the ring. I'm pushing people out of my way, and I'm making a scene because that's what you do in this sport. You have to create drama and storylines, and Wilder's the guy to make those storylines. Joshua's not, or Klitschko aren't going to be the ones to make the storylines with Wilder. It's on Wilder to promote those fights.
Yeah, I would call Wilder the champion of America, but Matt said it perfectly. You got to be in there. And look, I think it's better if he waits for the invitation, but only because it's an invitation that's going to come. Look, we all have seen these UK fights. We've seen these UK cards. The guys get in the ring. All right, they give these guys the microphone. Like, look, there are three people in the world or three companies in the world that know how to at least attempt to sell a fight, even if they don't do it all the time very well or the numbers don't pan out. Three entities, the WWE, the UFC, and UK boxing. These guys know how to build it because they know that the promotion doesn't start the moment that you announce the fight or the moment that you have your announcing press conference after every writer has already been writing about that fight for months, after the news had already been broken, after you already released a press release. No, the fight, the big fight, starts its promotion the moment that one of the fighters wins his fight, and it is set up perfectly. Okay, the moment that Canelo and Triple G's promotion starts, if that is the fight in September, is the moment that Canelo's hand is raised after Chavez. And this is the same sort of situation. You need Deontay Wilder in the ring, and I think that it is an invitation he will get because the UK knows how to promote fights. They know what is important. They know what the fans want to see. And Deontay Wilder has that type of mentality. He is a guy who knows how to push a fight. There might not be as much animosity as we think between the winners of these two fights, or Deontay Wilder versus the winner of Joshua Klitschko. However, that does not mean that there is so much riding on the table that both sides' willingness to win ends up turning into a very aggressive promotion, a very personal promotion. And I'll tell you what, I believe that if Wilder's in the ring with the winner, that is a moment that is saved throughout the entire promotion, perhaps throughout boxing itself. Okay, it'll go right along with Mike Tyson kicking a guy in the head, jumping off of a limo, or Brera kicking Eric Morales in the head. Like, it'll go along with all those things that we remember outside of the ring, although this will technically be inside the ring, but we need this. This will be video footage for everything, for the fight, for the future of the heavyweight division. It'll be beautiful.
Well, I want to get into my wish on what happens, and I would like it to take place April 29th after the winner of Joshua Klitschko is announced. I would like Deontay Wilder
Bomb Squad!
To start to make his way from the commentating table towards the corner of the ring, looking for the stairs. No need for them, as he's about 6'9". He could just step right into the ring. But nah, do it gracefully. Look for them stairs. As he's about to get on that first step, with all his Alabama swag, know what I'm saying? Probably in a pretty fly, fitted, tailored suit. You know what I mean? Nice Mueller on the left arm, probably.
What about that all white suit? He loved how a white suit.
I love how Ness is building this up.
No, not all white, because I ain't really like the white with the Michael Jackson.
I kind of liked it. I'll be real. Like, I saw him at the Gallant Center for Charlo Williams, and he had an all white suit on, big glasses, man. He was looking fly as a motherfucker. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, so
what car did he arrive in, Ness, that night? What car did he arrive in?
Oh, I mean, he's in the UK, so he's definitely in something rented. I don't know if Uber or Lyft hit the UK yet. But
Conor McGregor renting out like a Rolls Royce or something.
Yo, oh,
yeah. As he's about to take that first step onto the actual stairs of the ring. You know where they, because you know Sky Sports, they love to interview everybody right on those stairs. Those stairs are infamous, and this is specifically why I'm saying those stairs, because we know there's going to be some camera crew set up just waiting there anyway. And as he takes that first step, his left foot just finally landed on that bottom step, and out of nowhere, you see Dylan White in the crowd, Eddie Hearn fighter, just looking at Wilder, starts to charge him. I mean, he's booking.
Does he come in with a chair?
He's booking.
Or did he jump off the ropes on top of him?
No one knows what's going on. They're just like, everyone's like, what is?
Did he pull off the people's elbow on him? What does he do?
It's like a blur. It's like a blur. He's just, boom, it's just a fucking flash flying through. Right in before he could steal the stage and try to get up there and call out Vladimir or fucking Anthony Joshua, boom, Dylan White is there. Like, I'm next. Fuck old Lasbro Mainstaver. You ducking, you holding that title hostage. You out here now. I'm gonna give you some sauce. You know, they both like Jamaican, Haitian, you know, from over there. I don't know. They both got that Caribbean in them. You know, they both, yeah, you know, they all
Latin fire, you know.
They got that. No, I don't know about Latin. They both Caribbean, like kind of somewhere around there. You heard Wilder today. He said, I'm a lake boy, I'm Caribbean. He's something. I mean, remember in my interview, he said, I'm Celestia or Rasama. I don't know. You remember. I sent it to you. The point
he's
is,
Rastafarian, yes.
Dylan White stops the shine. Boom. And all cameras are on them. And that fight has to be made because he disrespected Wilder. And now Wilder's ego is shattered. It's ruined. He's got to do something now. Fuck.
It's shattered. It's ruined.
Dude.
All his confidence and ego gone because of Dylan White charging the ring. Delivering that people's ego.
And made him look like a fool in front of the UK. Come on, dog. You can't let that slide. If you're Deontay Wilder, you don't let that slide. You bring all the pain. You bring the quote-unquote paddle boat that they call him. You know, the wild part. You bring all that shit right then and there. Body slam him if you want. I don't know. But listen, we're going to go out to the callers. And we want
you. Round of applause to Ness real quick, because that was by far... Oh,
every
well
fan would be hyped.
Oh
every
my god. I was hyped, yo.
Come on.
I was so hyped.
No,
I'm telling
just imagine it. That. It's awesome.
Let's see, could he live up to it, right? Yo, what would be even better? We go wrestling style, fucking Derek Chisora and Dylan White just fucking tackle them together.
Oh, that would be awesome. I'll tell you what though, you probably jinxed your boy. Now he's gonna trip up those damn stairs. You just like jinxed him.
Yeah, tear an ACL or something.
Oh, God, don't even say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, oh, knock on wood. Sorry, guys.
That would be a very, very hurtful injury that'll take him out for a while. Listen, let's get out to the callers. You know what time it is. The number is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time if you want to voice your opinion. You want to give us your wish list of what Deontay Wilder should do April 29th while he's live commentating the fight with Anthony Joshua and Vladimir Klitschko. It's said to be that he's going to be making a big announcement. He took to his social media, verified Instagram Twitter. We heard you listen to it. You know that Derek Chisora and Robert Hellenius. Now, that fight is for a silver WBC. You got Bermain Stiverne. WBC mandated that he's the mandatory. Then you got Dillian White. He's ranked highly, and he's supposed to be next. So what option should Wilder take? What should that announcement be? Let us know.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. We're going to go out to the UK. Coach Mitty, live on a check-in. What's going on, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're good. We're good, brother.
All right. So, I don't know. Like, so you guys talking about, like, Wilder coming to the UK and being part of the media team, right?
He's definitely already going to be part of the Sky Sports commentary team. He'll be commentating alongside of Carl Froch. And he took to his social media today and said that he's going to be making a big announcement. So, we don't know. What do you think it's going to be? Coach?
Okay. Hello?
Coach, you seem to have some bad service. We're going to go back to you when you get towards a window or something. In the meantime, let's go to our resident rock star out in probably on tour somewhere. Who knows? Robert Ortiz.
What's up, y'all? Great. Another show back to back. And how amazing is this? We're talking about the heavyweight division again. I love it, dude. And, you know, if hopefully when it's all said and done, Deontay Wilder brings all the belts back home. But before that, I don't know, man. I think Tyson Fury is going to be crazy. I just watched Derek Chisora and David Hay with. He glossed me. I just catching up on that. Those were good times. But I think now you get fucking Deontay Wilder in the ring and David Hay. I'm sorry, fucking Tyson Fury. And any one of those four dudes, match them all up. You got yourself a bit of a four horsemen deal going on here, dude. And I think those two should step in the ring. And either one of them could fight anybody. You could, as horrible as that would be, you could get fucking Fury Klitschko too, because it was still a close fight. It was disgusting. I wouldn't watch it, but I would want to know the result because it was still good. And we don't know how many beers Tyson Fury has had, you know. So, and you get them. You could get the winner face against Wilder. You could get the loser face against Wilder. It would still be his biggest fight to date. You could get any of that shit happening, and it would be awesome, dude. I think, man, I don't know, dude, but someone's got to take out like a chair. Or get one of, like, the cameras and, like, bash someone's head. I just want to see them go. I just really – they got to go for it, you know? Just sell it. Fucking – fuck it, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, so who would you like to see him kind of, you know, call out? Like, what do you think the announcement could be?
Wow, that's crazy. I don't know, man. Hopefully he's going to announce fucking Tyson Fury, and then we get Wilder,
bro,
versus
but,
Tyson
bro,
Fury.
Bro, you sounding like a, I don't know, I would call you a casual, but more like a softcore. We're, come on, bro, like, Tyson Fury's 450 pounds. He's not going to be fight ready.
But according to Tyson Fury, he doesn't need to get in shape. He claimed he could.
Yeah, but that's just talking. You know that's just talking.
I know, but, I mean, geez, like, I believe him for a second, and that size is his advantage, but I would like to see him call out either of those two, you know? It would be fucking awesome, you know?
Well, all right, Rob. Take care of the twins. We're going to get to some other callers. Coach, keep us on the check-in. Let us know if you want to come back. We're going to go out to some alumni. Remember to hit that thumbs-up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know around here that you're enjoying this extra content. We're going out from Las Vegas to Atlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago that Kirkland will go down three rounds.
All right, man. Stop me up.
Next, I got milk, baby.
All right, y'all. The stage is set. Some WWE shit can happen. All right, let me tell you what I want to happen. Whoever wins, Klitschko or Joshua, they're in the ring giving a speech. Deontay starts to make his way into the ring. They start jaw-jacking with each other. Out of nowhere, somebody with a fucking mask on bashes Deontay Wilder over the head. Goldberg, Klitschko, or Joshua takes off his mask and is none other than who? Tony Bell, you baby. That's who he's going to fight next. I'm out.
You know what?
Ripped off that you Bellator idea when Stephen Bonner stepped in the ring with Chaz Scully or whatever.
And what Bell you could say is, he could say, before you get in the ring with Joshua Klitschko, boy, you got to run through me first, boy. You're getting the next, boy. I'm gone.
Hey, you got that money in the bank.
Dude, you know what? Tony Bellew versus Wilder in the UK does massive pay-per-view numbers.
I don't know about massive pay-per-view numbers, but really because Eddie Hearn is involved or can be involved, I could see Bellew. Listen, he served up Kell Brook before. He's done it. It's not like he does it from a mean standpoint. He does it from a getting his fighter that last hurrah payday. Like, look, Ricky Burns still said he's not done. He said he got three more years. So they still talking about a Ricky Burns Broner fight. They still trying to get Broner to come to the UK. Eddie's looking to get his guy's money, and a Bellew fight just might be possible. Let me know in the chat, Coach, if you want to come back on. We're going to go out to Washington, D.C. Do we got a new first-time caller, 202 in D.C.? Are you a first-time caller?
First-time caller, man.
First-time caller. Great. How long have you been listening, my friend?
Man, I've been listening to you guys for like almost like 3 years now.
Oh, man. You're amazing.
I'm a Patreon member also.
Yeah,
I'm Patreon also, Ness. You and I, we going back and forth before, man. You said I look like Andre Ward on my Instagram one time. I was like,
got it. Well, let's give you this introduction, brother, because I may be going back and forth with you on Patreon, but the rest of the world doesn't know you, so introduce yourself properly. Give your name, where you're calling from. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yo, standing at 6'4", 195. It's your man, Symbol from D.C.
Symbol, what up? Now I know exactly who you are. Yep. Patreon for sure. So what's going on, man? What do you think about this news? What do you think this announcement could be?
Okay, well, first of all, I want to say, Wilder, White, it's not exciting me. It's not going to excite anybody else. I mean, I understand that you're going over to the UK and doing this thing, but I'm not sure. I really, honestly, Ness, you got me real hyped when you just laid out the whole scenario of Deontay Wilder walking up to the stage. I can totally see that. I think that would be great. I honestly think that Deontay needs to go out there and make some noise. I mean, he's totally being overshadowed right now by this whole Anthony Joshua and Klitschko thing. Like, nobody is really looking at him that he's really, really, you know, the heavyweight champion. So I think he needs to definitely go out there, let everybody know that the U.S. is there to represent and he's there to take all the belts. He really needs to show his ass. I mean, to be honest with you, he needs to do that. I don't think that he should be trying to lobby for a Dillian Whyte fight. If anything, he should, Matt, yo, you my dude, man, I'm going to agree with you. I think he should be going through Ortiz. He needs to pattern up their resume a little more. I mean, like, the general consensus that he's fighting bumps. Ortiz will help with that. I think that if he's not going to go for a tease, that he needs to go directly for the juggernaut and say that he's going for the winner of Klitschko Wilder. That's his next fight. That's exactly what he should be saying. Anything besides those two, I don't think that – I think that he's going to get flack. I mean, if he fights Dillian Whyte, people are going to say that's Anthony Joshua's leftover. You know, I mean, you know, be honest about that. So – I definitely think he needs to go to the UK, show his ass. I think he needs to make it be known that the U.S. is there, that the U.S. is trying to take all the belts back home. And he just needs to be strong with it, man. He definitely needs to be strong with it. Hey, Vanessa, I got a real quick question for you because I'm not sure if I heard this. Did you watch the Joshua Klitschko gloves off thing, the face off?
We have not, but we actually have it, and we're contemplating doing an all angles on it to kind of film study it, just, man, you know, check it out. But I've been hearing it's boring.
Not, you know what? It's not really. I don't think it all depends on, man. If you expect them to go in there and talk a bunch of trash and then yeah, you're probably gonna be a little let down. But to be honest with you, man, I've been so torn about who is gonna win this fight because I don't really feel that Klitschko is past his prime, and Anthony is real good, but I mean he hasn't really shown me that he's at that level yet. He is at the right things, man. I'm not gonna give it away, man. I want you to watch it. But everything that he was saying is like, yo, there's no fear. He's like, yo, he's not scared to take an L. That's the thing. He's not scared to take an L. He's gonna go in there to fight. And I think that's what people really want to see. I think that you know, the perception here is in the US is that, you know, we're protecting our fighters with, you know, their O. So it's glad to see that this man is coming out there saying, you know what, I don't care what anybody says, I'm at the time. This is my prime. I'm ready to do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Why not? Why not? So yeah, I'm not gonna give it away for you, but yeah, man, I would love it if you did a show on that, man. You know, even if it's like a little half an hour one, man.
Well, we got you, brother. Symbol, thanks as always. Obviously, thank you for believing in the Boxing Voice, becoming a Patreon, and believing in that movement. Let's get on out to some other patrons and alumni callers. Jose in Canada.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain cold, Norway, 41 step four play. I'm like, no way, got a rock like Coldplay, killing it. Getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers. Hopped out that Dodger, dodging them coppers. My boy got them choppers.
What's going on? This is again one of my favorite topics, man, because I am so excited to see Klitschko regain his belt and just my ideal. You guys spoke of wishes, so my wish would be this, man. Klitschko goes in, beats Joshua, and then he has to either do the rematch right away with Tyson Fury, or ideally, he comes back and he fights Wilder in America, man. Russian, although he's not Russian, but I mean, that's how the world would see him, right? So Russian versus American, Rocky versus Drago, you know, the whole story. Have him come here. Unfortunately, he's going to beat Bomb Squad and then have him ultimately fight Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury beats Joshua. And then after that, man, he goes out like the cowboy that he is, like the Russian cowboy that he is, and he retires, man. And you know, let the young guys, you know, battle it out amongst themselves afterwards. But I think, just like your last caller said, Klitschko's not done. I think it's very, very, very strange that the whole world is counting this man out just because he had one bad fight against Fury. It's not like he got knocked out or anything. It was just a horribly ugly fight. And he just got beat, man. And anyone who knows anything about Klitschko and his wife and stuff, they know that they're battling some pretty hard problems at home, and I know they're professionals and stuff like that shouldn't affect them, but it does, man. And you know, his wife was like, you know, clinically depressed, and she was, you know, whatever, right? So that had to have an effect on the man, and I think he's gonna be focused. He's gonna destroy Joshua. So I just hope that after the fight, I just want to see a fight back. My bomb squad, man. I that USA versus Russia story, man. And the A's are over, my friends. The Americans won't win anymore. It's going to be the Russian who's going to take them out. And, you know, and Mario, that's blasphemy, man, saying that who did he say that Dylan White is one of the top fighters, one of the top heavyweight fighters in the world?
Can't believe it. Will be.
You can make an argument he's top 10. Come on.
Yeah, for sure right now.
Yeah, but there's such a discrepancy between, like, the top five and you know, and eight or ninth place, man.
Jose, you know what was wrong with Mario at the time? At the time that he said that.
He was higher than a motherfucker.
I think he was, man. You know what? Sometimes, you know, it just makes me question Mario's judgment sometimes. And Matt, again, talking about how he's got to go in there and Wilder should be talking shit. I think that boxing fans are tired of that talking shit because Canelo did it. You know, Tyson Fury went in and did it to Bomb Squad and nothing happens. You know, guys who talk, don't ever back it up. And clear enough, look at Maddie. Maddie showed us that. Maddie talked a lot. Boom.
Jose, I'll come to Calgary and kick your fucking ass in your own gym. Don't even worry about it, brother.
Well,
I've seen you box. You got nothing. Hands low, wild.
We got to iron out
balance all the time. And a little bit chubby around the waist. Well, that's easy work, Jose. I'll get those belts. Don't worry.
But like I said, man, you know what? I wouldn't want to see Wilder just talk. I want to see it actually happen.
Hey, Jose, yeah, seems like you triggered little Maddie over here.
Fuck it. I'm the A side. You come to L.A.
Oh, Matt, you know what? Talk
to- come bring those belts to my hometown. I'll take them from you.
Once like a talker, always a talker.
Only TBV sanctioned, man. You know, right now we're in discussions with the promotion. There's a couple of, you know, a couple of I's that needed to be dotted and a couple of T's that need to be crossed. Once that gets taken care of, man, you know that.
Sounding like excuses. No, man, I think like excuses, Jose. You scared? Don't be scared, homie.
Yo, I think we could scrap it and then move it to July, man. Do it with the rock star. You guys get on the undercard. Listen, Jose, let me get to some other callers. We're gonna get out to Bakersfield, California. Blind man Brad, what up?
Yeah, you guys got him on Matty Ice over there. He's ready to put the nuke on the herd on Jose, huh?
Jose is a man purse wearing beta male Canadian. He got nothing on me.
Oh. Well, you heard that. That might be your next fight on this.
Maybe. I mean, listen, man, Matt, they're going to take my promoter's license. I keep getting mad all these these fights because he's he's not in the right weight division, man. We need this guy to gain some pounds. You know, his weight has to catch up to his heart.
Well, his heart weighs 300, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. He's a heavy. He got a heavyweight heart with a flyweight body.
Well, look at Demetrius Johnson, right? Hey, but oh, that's wrong sport.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I love that reference.
Yeah, I figure you would. And I got a good one. Deontay, he's going to go out there. He's going to put the hurt. He's going to put the hurt on probably Bellew. I agree with the milkman. The way he wants it to play out would be ideal. I'd like it that way myself. But when we get it, there's reality, and then there's, you know, the stuff that, you know. But I think that he's going to go out there. He's going to make a scene. We know this. But is anyone going to step at him whenever they see what happened in that crazy Dominique Brazil footage?
I know, right?
I don't
right?
think anybody's going to stand in that man's way. I don't think they're going to stand in front of that man. He's a scary dude. I'm going to give him that. I mean, outside the boxing ring, I'd be more afraid of Wilder than I would be in the boxing ring. And he's a scary dude in both environments. So, I mean, you got to respect the guy. I mean, he's going to go over there. He's going to call out the winner. And I don't see anyone getting in his way, regardless of the, you know, what you want to see happen. That's what's going to happen, in my opinion. And I say Joshua is going to knock out Klitschko in less than 7 rounds.
Brad, I want to thank
it like
you.
This. There's the.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
There's that young pit bull that's ready for the fight, and then there's that old Rottweiler. You know what I mean? That old Rottweiler, he's been in a lot of scraps. He's reputable. He's the man. He's the king of the dog pound. But when he meets that little, you know, that pit bull that's just brand new and ready, he's going to sink his teeth in, and that's Joshua. So that's what's going to happen. I mean, reality is going to set its course, and it's going to let down a lot of Russian fans, I believe. So let's see it happen. It'll be fun either way, right?
It sure would. Listen, Brad, thanks for calling in, giving us your opinion on this topic, today's topic, obviously. What can Wilder be planning with his big announcement on Instagram saying that he's going to be making a big announcement? factoring in that he's going to be going to the United Kingdom April 29th to be a commentator alongside Carl Froch to call this fight with Anthony Joshua, taking on Vladimir Klitschko for the WBA super title and the IBF. All the marbles on the line. The WBC king is going to be on hand. Is he going to crash the stage, crash the party? Is Dylan White going to pop up and jump off the top turnbuckle and make his name be known, force that fight? Or is it going to be like one of the callers said? Is it going to be Tony Bellew to show up and say, Deontay Wilder, you got no skill? I took out Hay. That's a better name on my resume than any name on your resume. I mean, he can say it. It would be up to him to believe it and up to the fans to debate it. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can catch my co-host.
Just my final thoughts on this topic. Whatever the Wilder news is, I do think it's going to be a good fight. I don't think we're going to get a Gerald Washington, Andre Worzik. I don't think we're going to get that type of fighter next. I hope at least, and I believe that. But you can obviously find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast. Mixed Combat Radio's on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
Acting stingy with them likes and thumbs up. Hit it. Hit it. Hit them thumbs up. Mario. 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 So since Mario ain't here, we gonna skip.
I don't know why it was just not letting me hit the mute button several times.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. Or maybe I'm just in a daze still thinking about Ness's wish list. I don't know. Could be. But final thoughts real quick. I think that whatever it is something big. It is not just some fight, because Deontay Wilder is like all of us. And when we post something like that to IG or Facebook, like, it's, we know in the back of our mind it's something positive. We know that we're trying to share something with the world. He did not just try to bait us. He's not trying to troll us. You could tell he's happy. He's feeling good. He looks good. He's out in a very peaceful, serenity type setting, and he wants to announce it so bad. Whatever it is something big. It is something worth the wait, and I can't wait to find out what it is.
Remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Blog Talk, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. Because you want to get your notifications. Hit that bell if you're watching here on YouTube. You want to get your notifications when we'll be back, because we'll probably be back later on tonight. Late night. Late on the East Coast. Normal nighttime for you West Coasters. Hardcore boxing fans, you have found your haven. This is where you belong. Do not forget to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review if you love what we do. Check out more exclusive, never-before-seen content on Patreon, where you help to support the movement that is the Boxing Voice. Peace.